A speed bump. SN 2021 AEFX shows that Doppler shift alone can explain early excess blue flux in some Type Ia supernovae, by C. Ashel et al. We present early-time photometric and spectroscopic observations of the Type Ia supernova, SN Ia, 2021 AEFX. The early-time U-band light curve shows an excess flux when compared to normal SN Ia. We suggest that the early excess blue flux may be due to a rapid change in spectral velocity in the first few days post-explosion, produced by the emission of the Ca2HK feature passing from the U to the B bands on the timescale of a few days. This effect could be dominant for all SNEIA which have broad absorption features and early time velocities over 25,000 km per second. It is likely to be one of the main causes of early excess U-band flux in SNEIA which have early time high velocities. This effect may also be dominant in the UV filters, as well as in places where the SN spectral energy distribution is quickly rising to longer wavelengths. The rapid change in velocity can only produce a monotonic change in flux space in the U-band. For objects which explode at lower velocities and have a more structured shape in the early excess emission, there must also be an additional parameter producing the early time diversity. More early time observations, in particular early spectra, are required to determine how prominent this effect is within SNEIA. This was a speed bump. SN 2021 AEFX shows that Doppler shift alone can explain early excess blue flux in some Type Ia supernovae, by C. Ashel et al.